want to tell you what's up first here on If Music Could Talk. And, of course, you're listening to WIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. So if you're wondering what else you can tell your mother today, besides the fact that you love her, of course, dearly, you could also tell her she's lovely. And that's what we'll be playing next. By El Chicano, first, the original. Tell her she's lovely. And then we'll hear a new version by Brownout. So stay tuned. And then we'll hear that Sharon Jones song.
She's love. to plan a kiss. But now I smile as I contemplate your ready lips. It's been a while since you put an end to my restlessness, and I believe I'm settling in.
You see the hours getting late, so take some direction. You see it's half past making up that, and a quarter to affection, yeah. But if you ain't got no new thing to say, you better
Strawberry soda.
It's a real motherfucker.
aunque no creas tú, como que me oye Dios, esta será la última cita de los dos. Comprenderás que es por demás que te empeñes en fingir, porque el dolor de un mal amor no es como para morir. Pero desecha ya mi más bella ilusión, a nadie en el mundo daré mi corazón. Devuélveme mi amor para matarlo, devuélveme el cariño que te di. Tú no eres quien merece conservarlo, tú ya no vales nada para mí. Devuélveme el rosario de mi madre y quédate con todo lo demás. Lo tuyo te lo envío cualquier tarde, no quiero que me veas nunca más. Devuélveme mi amor para matarlo, devuélveme el cariño que te di. Tú no eres quien merece conservarlo, tú ya no vales nada para mí. Devuélveme el rosario de mi madre y quédate con todo lo demás. Lo tuyo te lo envío cualquier tarde, no quiero que me veas nunca más.
Espero en la casa.
Yeah, that was Daniela, I guess, daughter or niece of Martina Camargo, who is a folkloric singer from Colombia. And really, she's just an incredible vocalist herself, Martina, you know, passing on the tradition. And song was Mi Mama Me Va a Comprar. And there was a ronda tradicional. And I think maybe something about a cake in there. I need to look at the lyrics, but... So before that, we heard Los Hijos del Sol from Roots of Chicha, Linde, Muñequita. And before that, some more Peruvian stuff, Los Milloneros, Así Espesaron, Papa y Mama. Good grief, I butchered that. Espesaron. Before that, Edith Barr, and I don't know who the group was, but also a Peruvian singer, doing El Rosario de Mi Madre. And before that, of course, two by Sharon Jones, just randomly, but from 45s that I bought from the Dap Kings merch table. And that was Settling In and Make It Good to Me on Dap Tones Records. Before that, started out with two different little versions spliced together by my ever-expanding mixing skills that are just sometimes not on point, staying out too late the night before. But hopefully... this show will run a little smoother from here on out. It's 7:30. Before Brownout, we heard El Chicano, two versions of Tell Her She's Lovely. And you must do that for your mother today, because it's Mother's Day. Or send good thoughts. At least that's the spirit of the day for me. So up next is Up Bustling Out. And we're going to hear Beachcombing featuring Andrea Echeverri from the Colombian band Aterciopelados. And she's making a cameo on this new record by Up Bustle and Out.
Me encanta vagar por la playa sin talla, sin toalla. Dejar la ciudad lejos, allá, cuando todo calla, el mar no falla, suavecito estalla, suavecito estalla. Me curvo y recojo restos flotantes, adoro palabras así, restos flotantes. Sin vaivén sagrado, vaivén sagrado, mojado, mojado, vaivén sagrado, vaivén sagrado, mojado.
Haz regreso el viento y la macumba. 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 Haz Tela no contra no te canta mais, isso lhe tela macuengue. Bisa no puti flor e tombo, isso lhe fu na macuengue. A puti flor e tombo, isso lhe fu na macuengue. A puti flor e tombo. Isulu lifu na makwengwa, ye mole na wo alala. Isulu litwela makwengwa, ye mole na wo alala. Isulu litwela makwengwa. Agani bizutute yotakanda matakati ngobi sulu lifu na makwengwa ke. Agani bizutute yeleza kanda matakati ngobi sulu litwela makwengwa ke. Agani bizutute yeleza kanda matakati ngobi sulu litwela makwengwa ke. Yeah oh yeah yo yesulu litwela makwengwa. Yeah oh yeah oh yesulu litwela makwengwa. Ye molweni wo alala. 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 Yesulu litwela makwengwa.
Sibanjwanguye amadoda ntombe tshangovavalisa ngamalikhupu kaphantsi amazantsi olusikisiki phezu kwepotsi ndjonse emthambala lemantusi kwesikamchilizi amadoda enkosekathi mphethu umfokazamisa ngentonga yamadoda zinkobeni umntu ombakalahla ngobusengela abantwana. Hawu madoda, hayi madoda, uthini utshazi kajalambohlungula uhlozi nkoma ephondweni onzana kambetha amadoda nguye ufikile umntu akamkhumi nendoda ethi mangaba sengishayela ibhesi kuze kuthi ndizokuphinde kuthi nona ngapha madoda. Hush! 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 Dalibamba ucingo ndakhumbula ublackhat ikati lemnyama laphuthaphutha ngamabhulo kahle elithengisa ngu-1000 nalashaya phantsi waqhuma uthuli ngobukhethi ngu-20,000 esitradweni kulamabhulo ekapa madoda. Nguye ukatani indoda endithetha ngayo khona phantsi emthambalala madoda. Haba!
Ye molen yo yo alala, Yesulu litwela makwengwe. Ye molen yo yo alala, Yesulu litwela makwengwe.
Thank you. nala besihleka kodwa bengazi ukuthi basihleka bona ngokwabo ngoba thina sibopha umthwalo siyahamba siyabenda ngomfazi ongemama nala besihleka kodwa bengazi ukuthi basihleka bona ngokwabo ngoba thina sibopha umthwalo siyahamba siyabenda ngomfazi ongemama.
You're listening to WIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, community radio, nonprofit, and this is your radio station, of course. And thank you for supporting WIR during our spring fund drive. 400 people donated during our spring fund drive, and you should come to the studio, pick up your premiums, and nab a free CD. WIR is located at 1621 West Broad Street. Special office hours are 4 to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday until May 14th. Or make an appointment with our operations director by sending an email to operations@wir.org. And if you missed out, you can still donate at wir.org. And here's to another great a year of great independent radio on WIR LP 97.3. Sorry, my eyes are not working right today. I was up way too late. But thanks also to everyone who came out to Bollywood Night last night. My tongue is also not working right. I'm just tired. That's okay, though. I actually even had a really nice walk in the park today with my mom. And we had lunch, and it was great. So I'm feeling a lot better after a little time with mom. That last track was Martha Ashagari, Wara Bakehe, and an Ethiopian sort of rap disco track there. Pretty cool stuff. Before that was Geoffrey Oryema with Mama Mzazi. Before that we heard Maletini Kwa Mfazi Unge Mama, which is where women have no mothers, roughly translated, from the Lion of Soweto LP. Before that, Tombitongo, artist, doing Izulu Liselamakawenkewe, and that was awful, sorry. That was a great, beautiful track, and that was from various South African artists and French children's choirs. Something new, I think, there. Also, we heard Wumi doing Woman Child from African Living Abroad, ALA. Before that, Up, Bustle and Out, Beachcombing, featuring Andrea Echeverri from Soliloquy. And also, Martina Camargo, Mi Mama Me Va Comprar. Whew, that was challenging. Okay, so thanks for listening to If Music Could Talk. And up next, we're going to hear a track by... Ripuduman Saleh doing Kirti Mary Chent Di. I think this is a Punjabi song. And then we'll hear some new stuff, some very old new stuff by Ravi Shankar. Some like interview snippets outside a concert from 1967. So stay tuned. And thanks for staying tuned. And thanks for tuning in to With Music Talk.
हुन टोला वे जांदा ए तेरे नाल साडा भोला वे देवर बड़ा छोटा ता वेखो कड्डे मान सद लिया जा अंबिया मैं चखिया सुके मेरा सा जा टोला वे जांदा ई तेरे नाल साडा भोला वे जा टोला वे जांदा ई तेरे नाल मेरा भोला वे सौरे जांदियां पौंदियां वन सवनियां चुकाउंदे सोने
what you think of Ravi Shankar in the concert.
Oh, my heavens, don't ask me. I loved it.
What do you think of the music? Can you understand it?
Well, at first I didn't, but as I got with it and sort of relaxed, then I loved it.
How about you?
I didn't try to understand it. I just went with it. It was beautiful.
Thanks a lot. Can I ask you what you think of the concert, Ravi Shankar?
It's fantastic.
How about you?
Well, I think it's new. I mean, firsthand and everything, it's very good to get a lot of music from all over because we can become somewhat limited. And I think this is an expanding. If we go to music, we go to other things, art and culture, the entire culture. I think that will create more of an understanding. You know, what's understanding? That's the basis of everything. Good.
Really great. They were answering each other, you know. They'd break away on their beats and then they'd come back with that basic pattern. It was fantastic.
Great. Thanks. What do you think of the concert in Ravi Shankar?
Oh, well, he was very good.
I thought he was very interesting. I enjoyed it very much.
And you?
Okay.
Did you enjoy the concert?
Oh, very much.
Yeah. What do you think of Ravi Shankar?
Oh, I think he's wonderful. Just wonderful.
Why?
Why? Because he epitomizes all the beauty in music itself. He's the greatest musician, I think, in the world. I was lucky enough to meet him last season, and he's as beautiful a man as he is a musician.
Do you think he means more than music?
I think Ravi Shankar, in a way, symbolizes something that society has to learn, that beauty is something that is more important than any kind of political philosophy. And maybe this is getting off the track, but at least Indian music symbolizes to me, especially the way Ravi plays it, a whole bringing together of everything that's beautiful. And Ravi did it very, very well with the Rani Ragas, so to speak, this night. I guess that's really all I have to say.
I think he's a beautiful person.
Why is that?
Mm-hmm. Well, his music, he puts his whole body, his whole soul, everything into his music. He means it when he plays. He isn't like some musicians just play. He translates the music, it's religion to him. Music is part of his religion, sort of, and it's part of him. And he's a very beautiful person.
Do you receive any of the religion along with the music?
Oh, yeah, I feel very sort of a trance when I'm listening to him. And he's, it's beautiful. Anything else I can say?
How about you, sir? How do you feel about
it? Yes, that was marvelous pieces. This is the second time I came to hear him. And I really enjoyed, especially these Malhara ragas. Very attractive, very appealing. And I think I might come again also.
Do you think that the audience feeling is
yes, these pieces are quiet, but really speaking, they are very alive pieces, people who understand the music. And in my opinion, it is the best one I heard.
Thank you. Can I ask you how you feel about Ravi Shankar on the concert?
Oh, it's really very good, actually. Before now, I thought all the ragas were the same and everything, all the sitar music. It's pretty good. Interesting.
I didn't expect anything this good. I mean, I expected something quite well because he's quite a renowned sitarist, but I didn't expect anything as well as he was playing.
Do you understand it, or does it matter that you understand it?
Well, I sort of understand it, but I don't really think it's matter. You can enjoy the way he's playing without actually understanding the music and the culture behind it.
Do you associate him with pop at all? Pop music?
Well, not actually. It's used a lot in rock and folk rock and things like that. But you can't actually associate it with pop music. I mean, for example, in The Doors, The End, it's in the background for the whole 11 minutes of the song. So it is used in pop, but I wouldn't associate it with it.
That's about what I think.
Okay, thank you very much. Excuse me, can I ask you how you feel about Ravi Shankar and the concert?
Oh, I like it very much.
Why is it?
Well, I came to this because Uday Shankar was here with him, it was something like 15 or 17 years ago. I saw him dancing, and at that time I didn't know what did I like better, the rhythm and the music or the dancing, and then I couldn't see him dance anymore, so I bought records just to listen to the music, and that's how I came to like him very much.
Do you think that Ravi Shankar appeals mainly to young people, or does he have something for everyone?
Well, looks to me that young people give things more of a chance, but older people, I'm not that young, certainly should find him just as appealing. I don't understand why not.
Thanks a lot.
I beg your pardon?
Could I ask you what you think of Ravi Shankar on the concert?
I'm transported in another world at this one moment. I have another level of experience which I owe to this unbelievable human being.
Do you feel that he generally appeals more to younger people, or do older people can find something in it just as
my feeling, I've attended most of his concerts, is that he appeals principally, not exclusively, to younger people, to people who are aware, who aren't trapped by society. And the older people, my peers, I feel are trapped. So he doesn't appeal to them as he does to the younger people.
But he does get through to you.
Oh, completely. And divinely.
What you think of Ravi Shankar in the concert?
What I think of it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Do you like it?
It's most beautiful. It's most beautiful. It's the most beautiful music I've ever heard. It's difficult to speak about it. It's so beautiful. You just kind of feel it. You don't talk about it too much.
Is it more than music for you?
It's much more than music. It certainly is. It brought the rain. We had spring and now we've got rain.
And does the man represent more than his music to his audiences?
Yes, I think he has to. Mm-hmm. He couldn't... It's not possible to produce music like that without being another kind of a human being.
How do you feel about it? There's nowhere else in the world I'd rather be right now.
So you're listening to Of Music to Talk, and in the background, Renaissance Man with What Is Guru, Riva Star remix. Before that, 2 by Onra. This time he's remixing Hindi stuff, the famous disco track Come Closer, just chopped up in interesting ways there. And then Reminisce, a beautiful track from that same album, 1.0.8. That's Onra. Heard him last week during the fun drive. I played Onra, the Chinois series where he went over to Vietnam and found his roots and found some records to chop up and make samples from also. So that's Onra. And thanks for listening. This is a musical talk. We also heard 2 ragas by Ravi Shankar, one from a soundtrack, Chappaqua, a film, Running Deer, and then an excerpt from West Meets East, circa 1967, from a new compilation of some of his early recordings. And then we also heard Dun from Portrait of a Genius. And 2 by Ravi Shankar. Before that, Ripudaman Saleh doing Kirti Meri Chentdi. And up next, we're going to get into some Singapore and Malaysian stuff. Mind you, none of these tracks are... Well, I'm not going to play any of them all the way because I may be trying to use some of this for a compilation. But I'm going to give you a little preview of some of the cool stuff coming out of Malaysia in the 60s. Most of this stuff also I'll be focusing on later 60s rather than earlier 60s because I'm saving all the early 60s stuff for a CD that I'm working on. So more about that later. You can check out my blog, http://turquoisekid.blogspot.com. Check it out. Can read more about my project. But up next is The Quests with Memories. Quests were probably one of the best known Singapore guitar groups. And here's a track from a 45. Thank you.
sudah bercinta, siang malam ingatkannya. Tidur bareng tak lena, wajah selalu dipuja. Bila hati dah sayang, tak siapa yang boleh larang. Bila sudah dipunya, selalu teringatkannya.
Semenjak ber- Tersedar rasa malu sendiri, dia hanya tersenyum bila diberitahu aku berangan-angan. Indahnya pemandangan hatiku ingin riang selalu, alangkah gembiranya kalau dapat bersama bebas kemana-mana. Sedang ku duduk berangan-angan saja, terkejut si dia di sampingku bila aku tersedar.
Para gurisan derasa ragu. Mari menari bersama aku. Jangan kau ragu, hibur hatiku. Lupakan semua risau yang ada. Hiburkanlah hatiku, oh sayang. Berilah daku kasih sayangmu yang telah lama daku menunggu. Berilah daku kasih sayangmu yang telah lama daku menunggu.
Yeah, that was Salamia Hassan doing Hatiku Risau. And I have a friend online who just wrote to me and said she may be able to put me in touch with Salamia Hassan herself if I get to Malaysia. So more updates on that coming soon. Before that, we heard Zarin and Mahani doing Badadam. Before that, Rahima Rahim, another great favorite of mine, Aku Teman Kapesta. Before that, Elmi Saleh doing a funky tune from the disco era, but not quite disco, and I like that about it. It's more of a breakbeat, funky track by Elmi Saleh, Ku Berangan Angan. And we also heard Junaina, also known as Babyface. She still looks like she's about 18 years old even today. I've seen recent pictures of her. It must something about her pretty smile. Junaina, Berapaka Hantaran was a song. Before that, Zaleya Hamid, one of my all-time favorites, doing Pandangan Mangoda. Also, Salamia Hassan doing Bila Hati Dasayang. And we heard Zaleya Hamid doing Ilam Ku. And then started off the set with The Quests doing Memories. And I'll leave you with three very short, quick sample tracks from the earlier era that I'm focusing more heavily on for this CD project. And we'll start off with a group from Johor Bahru. This is M. Osman and Orkes Nirvana. And the song is Tak Mengapa, a very deep ballad sounding track here on If Music Could Talk. Stay tuned for Can't Stop the Music.
Kasih di hati. taman yang indah bermain untuk berpasangan. Berkawan, kanda juga keseorangan. Mari dinda, oh mari bintang, sungguh pun jauh dinda pergi, kanda juga tetap akan kanda tidak hampa. Dinda juga datang segera, harapan tidak kecewa.
We'll finish off with one more, and this is a real rocker here. This is by one of my all-time favorites of the pop Yeah Yeah scene, Adnan Othman, and the song is Do'aku. And have a wonderful Sunday evening, everyone.
Yeah.